Today, we'd like to see the title of a free will in the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verses 1 to 41. To online with the people through MP3 or a YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one and verse 3. You make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice, to fulfill a vow or as a free will offering or in your appointed feasts to make a sweet aroma to the Lord from the herd or the flock. What does it mean? And what characters of God can we observe? Question 2, in verse 25, so the priest shall make atonement for the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it was unintentional. They shall bring their offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord, for their unintended sin. What does it mean? And what character of God can we observe? Question 3, in verse 39, and you shall have the tassel or fringe that you make look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you may not follow the harlotry or whoring to which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined. What was the purpose of the tassel, and how can we apply it today in the New Testament time? First of all, we are talking about free will. When God created a man, God did not make Adam as a robot, but it is shown that Adam was given the gift of the free will, that is, one gift over God's grace. Grace means unmerited, 100% free gifts given by God. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, over every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but over the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. But God never forced Adam to obey God. Rather than Adam exercised his free will, the state of mind, to do work against God's word by taking the forbidden fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Today, in Numbers chapter 15, God deals the state of mind or heart and works such as offerings and sins. Verses 1 to 21 talk about various offerings at the entrance of the promised land. Verses 22-29, unintentional sin. Verses 30 up to 36, presumptuous sin. 37-41, tassels or fringes. The type of offerings such as in the Bible, burnt offering. Burnt offering cross-reference Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3, if his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, usually cow or cattle, let him offer a male without blasphemy. He shall offer it of his own free will. God doesn't want to enforce the will to make offer, or a grudged will, grudged heart, you know, kind thing, or a proud heart. God doesn't want free will, cheerful heart. At the door of the tabernacle of the meeting, because before the door of the tabernacle, the altar, the burning altar was there, meeting before the Lord. Grain offering or meat offering. King James time is M-E-A-T, the second meaning grain too. So that's why King James is meat offering. That means not animal meat, flesh, rather than grain offering. Leviticus chapter 2 verse 1. When anyone offers a grain offering or a meat offering to the Lord, his offering shall be of a fine flour. Fine flour meaning fine wheat flour, and he shall pour oil on it and put frankincense on it. Peace offering, like koinonia, fellowship. Here, Exodus chapter 32, verse 6, peace offering. Then they rose early on the next day, offered burnt offerings, and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play music. So basically, peace offering left over sacrifice, which Israel people shared together with priests and play sing. That is a peace offering. Like today in a communion service in Koinonia, take bread in together. That sense in a peace offering in the Old Testament time. Also, sin offering, Leviticus chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a person sins unintentionally or without knowing or ignorance against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done and does any of them. Also, if the anointed priest sins, sometimes priests commit sin too, bringing guilt on the people, then let him off to the Lord over his sin, which he has sinned a young bull without blasphemy as a sin offering. Sin offering for an intentional sin. So God gave a specific way you should offer or a certain time when you have an intentional sin, you make a sin offering certain way. So God gave it time and way. Also, a heave offering and a wave offering. Today we saw heave offering. Exodus chapter 29, 27. And from the realm of the consecration, you shall consecrate the breast of a wave offering, which is a wave. The ram breast is waved right, left, or left, right, waving. That is a wave offering. And the thigh is the leg, the upper leg. The thigh, the heave offering, which is raised. This is upside down. That is a heave offering, which we observe today, heave offering, upside down, raised. Over that which is for Aaron, and over that which is for his sons, basic priest. Trespass offering. Trespass offering, Leviticus chapter 5, verse 15. A person commit a trespass. Trespass is an intentional sin. For example, trespass to land. Somebody intentionally worker on into another owning land, that's called trespass to land. So that is intentional sin. Since also unintentionally in regard to the holy things of the Lord, if somebody unintentionally touches the holy thing over the Lord, such as the vessel of the temple of God, not allowed to touch it by non-priests. So in that case, even if unintentional, they should make a sacrifice a little higher standard in a trespass offering right here. Then he shall bring to the Lord as his trespass offering a ram without blasphemy from the flocks with your valuation in shekels of silver according to the shekel of the sanctuary as a trespass offering. Now, verses 1 to 21, various offerings after the entrance of the promised land. Verse 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, so Moses sang about law, commandments, or ordinances, which are the norms to works given by God. Law meaning belong to the word of God, but God gave a certain standard to work. That is we call the law, also commandment, ordinances, and so on. Verse 2, speak to the children of God. So to whom? So God called Moses, Moses, you deliver my word, commandments, ordinance, law to the children of God. Here, when, say to them, when you have come into the land, when the time set up by God, that is his time. So when Israel people entered into the promised land, you are to inhabit it, which I am giving to you. Verse 3, and you make an offering by fire, in other words, a burnt offering, offering by fire. So what to do, how to do, by fire. That's God's way. To whom? To the Lord. By fire, which way? To whom? To the Lord. So here we can apply to our life. When we ask something to the Lord by prayer, we may wait on the Lord often about God's time and God's way. Because God's time and God's way is perfect all the ways, all the time. So waiting period is not boring, but strengthened in the Lord. This month's church calendar meditation Bible verse Isaiah chapter 40:31 says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, not be tired. They shall walk and not faint. That is a burnt offering. So make an offering by fire. That is a burnt offering over a sacrifice to fulfill a vow. Vow is you made a certain oath before the Lord. So that oath should be, must be done according to Old Testament the law. As a free will offering. Here, God doesn't want a forced offering or involuntary offering, rather than joyful, obedient, free will offering according to his word. Even in the Old Testament time, God wanted the Israelites' works consistent with obedient, free will heart, not inconsistent with the heart. For example, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 11 up to 13, even if in the Old Testament time, the covenant of work time here, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice to me, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and fat of fat cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this offering from your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity, sin, and the sacred meeting. So even if Old Testament people made an offering, God wanted consistent with the free will, obedient heart, to the Lord. Then make a sweet aroma or savor to the Lord. God considered the offering as a sweet aroma, sweet and pleasant smell. That was God wanted. Verse 4, then he who presents his offering to the Lord shall bring a grain offering or a meat offering of one-tenth over an ephah. Ephah is a Hebrew unit. That is three-fifths bushels over 21 liters of fine flour mixed with one-fourth of a hin. Hin is 1 gallon or about 4 liters of oil. Verse 5, and one-fourth of a hin of wine as a drink offering you shall prepare with the burnt offering or the sacrifice for each lamb, or for a ram you shall prepare as a grain offering, two-tenths over an ephah of a fine flour mixed with one-third over a hin over oil. And as a drink offering, you shall offer one-third over a hin of wine as a sweet aroma or savor to the Lord. Verse 8, when you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering, or as a sacrifice to fulfill a vow or oath, irrevocable promise, unilateral promise, that's called, you know, vow, as a peace offering, as we already read, Exodus chapter 32, verse 6, brought the peace offering, and the people sat down to it, and drink, rose up to play music. Verse 9, then shall be offered with the young bull a grain offering or meat offering of 3/10 over an ephah of a fine flour mixed with half a hin of oil. And you shall bring as the drink offering half a hin of wine, one hin is 1 gallon or 4 liters of wine as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Verse 11, this shall be done for each young bull, for each ram, or for each lamb or young goat, according to the number that you prepare. So you shall do with everyone according to their number, preparers or donors. Verse 13, all who are native born, the Jewish people, shall do this thing in this manner, in presenting an offering made by fire or burnt offering, a sweet savor or aroma to the Lord. And verse 14, and if a stranger dwells with you, stranger is a Gentile, dwells with you, or whoever is among you throughout your generation, and would present an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord, just as you do, so shall he do. Verse 15, one ordinance shall be for you of the assembly, the Jews, and for the stranger who dwells with you, an ordinance forever throughout your generations as you are. So shall the stranger be before the Lord. Verse 16, one law and one custom shall be for you and for the stranger who dwells with you. Here we can see God's impartiality. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord of all is rich unto all that call upon him. So which meaning? So God has no partiality at all. Also 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9, wherein I suffered trouble, because that time disciple was in jail, imprisoned, as an evildoer, even unto bonds, because disciple bounded, chained to bonds, but the word of God is not bound. the word of God not bound by people, by you know, any partiality, you know, at all. Verse 17, again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land, so that is the time, you know, that time, to which I bring you, then it will be when you eat of the bread of the land that you shall offer up a heave offering. Write your heave offering. We already read heave offering, Exodus chapter 29, verse 27. The heave offering, which is raised, that is God's way, the way which God wanted. Heave offering to the Lord. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your ground meal as a heave offering, as a heave offering of a threshing floor. Threshing floor, again, the door, threshing floor, just before the door eastbound, a little in the south side is an altar, you know, over there. So shall you offer it up? Verse 21, of the first of your ground meal, you shall give to the Lord a heave offering throughout your generation. So we saw throughout your generation, that is agreement between God and people through generations. It's called as a covenant, because certain agreements, not for a short time, for a while, through generation, a little longer, that's called covenants, given to Moses. So that's why is we call Mosaic covenant, because God gave agreement through Moses to generations, the future generation. That's why Mosaic covenants. 22. Now, verse 22 up to 29, unintentional sin or ignorance over God's law, sin. If you sin unintentionally or if you err and do not observe all these commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses. So not observe all the Lord's which are the word of God. Not actual knowledge of all the laws or ignoringly. Verse 23, all that the Lord has commanded you by the hand of Moses, through Moses. From the day the Lord gave commandments and onward throughout your generations, then it will be if it is unintentionally committed or ignorantly committed without the knowledge of the congregation, that the whole congregation shall offer one young bull as a burnt offering, as a sweet savor or aroma or smell to the Lord, with its grain offering and its drink offering, according to the ordinance or God's commandment, and one kid of the goats as a sin offering. Verse 25. So the priest shall make atonement. Atonement is reparation for a sin or a wrong. In other words, repair. Because somebody committed sin or doing a wrong, that is a repair to the prior condition before, you know, committing sin. So reparation for a sin or a wrong, that's atonement for the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, which means that sin shall be canceled. Their sin offering, for it was unintentional, they shall bring their offering, an offering made by fire, that's a burnt offering to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their unintended sin. Sin offering for unintentional sin. Verse 26, it shall be forgiven the whole congregation of the children of Israel and the stranger or the Gentile who dwells among them, because all the people did it unintentionally. God is talking about Israel people and the Gentile, so equally apply. So here we see God has impartiality character. God is, even in the Old Testament time, God chose Israel people. God is, you know, even if at that time, God is impartial, the fairness. Verse 20 now is 7. And if a person sins unintentionally, then he shall bring a female goat or a she-goat in the first year as a sin offering. Verse 20, so the priest shall make atonement, reparation for the sin, for the person who sins unintentionally, when he sins unintentionally before the Lord, to make atonement for him. Atonement followed by forgiven here, it shall be forgiven him. Verse 29, you shall have one law for him. Again, one law for him who sins unintentionally. For him who is a native born Israelite among the children of Israel, and for the stranger, the Gentile, equally applied the Lord, that impartiality, who dwells among them. Now verses 30 up to 36, presumptuous sin. Here, but the person who does anything presumptuously sin. So what is a presumptuous sin? Presumptuous sin meaning despiteful intentional sin, or malicious, overbold, arrogant intentional sin, more than the mere intentional sin for trespass offering. So more than merely intent. Trespass offering, that example, trespass to land, kind of thing, you know, that is, but more than. Is here, whether he is a native born or a stranger, again, equally apply the Lord. That one brings a reproach on the Lord. Reproach is another blasphemy, you know, against the Lord. He shall be cut off from among his people, shall be subject to death penalty, because he has despised the word of the Lord, because the ordinance, commandments, it belongs to the word of the Lord, because all law, all commandment, ordinance coming from the Lord. And he has broken his commandments, that person shall be completely cut off. So here he has despised the word of God more than mere actual knowledge of the word. The person shall be completely cut off, subject to death penalty. An example of an actual case in the following verse 32, to violate the Sabbath law here, and had broken his command, that person shall become cut off, his guilt shall be upon him. Now 32, actual example, actually happens in at that time. Now while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day, which meaning a man gathered branches of the trees or worked on the Sabbath. Sabbath meaning the rest, the Hebrew Saturday. He violated the Sabbath law, the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 10, the seventh day, Saturday, Hebrew Saturday, is the Sabbath, the rest of the Lord your God. In it, in the Sabbath day, you shall do no work. Hebrew Saturday, Friday sunset up to Saturday sunset. That is Hebrew Sabbath day. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, even animal, nor your stranger is a Gentile too, who is within your gate. So you must take a rest. You must not work. That is in the Old Testament time. And those who found him gathering sticks brought to him to Moses and Aaron, because Moses is the leader, is Moses like a representative of God's word, also representative of the people. Aaron is a high priest. To all the congregation, they put him under guard or put him under arrest, because it had not been explained what would be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, because Moses is, God said, is a prophet, so Moses delivers the God's word. Moses, the man must surely be put to death. How all the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp or outside the camp. So capital punishment, how? By stoning. It's a very harsh. How about today in the New Testament time? Today is any days when Jesus is in us are Sabbath days. In cross-reference, Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath," which means Jesus is the master or the maker, the Sabbath day, the Lord even over the Sabbath. Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, 17, "So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ." So which meaning Sabbath day is a shadow in the Old Testament time of things to come, but substance is Jesus Christ himself. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, 28. "All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son will to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Rest, the Hebrew word, Sabbath. I will give you rest. So, which meaning, any day when Jesus is in your heart is a Sabbath day today in the New Testament time. So, here, continually, we are seeing verse 36. "So, as the Lord commanded Moses, all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died." Verses 37 up to 41, tassels or fringes or hems, H-E-M-S. "Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, tell them to make tassels." Tassels is fringes or hems. On the corners or on the boards of their garments throughout their generations. Here, Jesus did so. The Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, you will see, "And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem or the fringe or the tassel of Jesus' garments," right here. So we are seeing what's the purpose in tassels on the corners of their garment throughout their generation. Here, "and put a blue thread in the tassels of the corners." So here, blue thread or sky thread in the tassels of the corner, over the borders of their garments or their clothes. Verse 39, here, the purpose right here. "You shall have the tassel that you may look upon it," and why? What purpose? 3 points right here. Number one, remember all the commandments of the Lord. Remember. remember, memory purpose, reminder purpose. Number two, do them, remember the word of God and work accordingly, do them. And then, number three points, you may not follow the harlotry or a whoring to which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined. Not follow flesh, spiritual adultery, or other gods. How about today in the New Testament time? Today's is required is fringes or hems like that. How about today, New Testament time? So here, today, our daily life fully governed by the Spirit, not by the flesh, not visible hem, but in heart. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in death, it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. That meaning God's law is good because God's law is the word of God. So God is good, therefore God's law is good. God is holy, therefore God's law is good. But the problem is human flesh problem. So that's why we could not, we could not work according to God's law because our problem, not God's problem at all. So our problem, that's why God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Because God crucified the Jesus Christ, resurrected, rose again from the dead. Then meaning Jesus Christ got victory against any flesh malice then. So here, first of all, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Which meaning every Christian has indwelling Spirit of Christ in your heart. How long? Forever. So therefore, the Spirit of Christ is working, conforming is the law, even in the Old Testament time, the Lord. For those who live according to the flesh, state their mind right there on the things of flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded or fleshly minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind or flesh mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed cannot be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So all the Testament time, the Holy Spirit, in and out. That's why David prayed, Psalm chapter 51, verse 11. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. But New Testament time, Holy Spirit, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, upon faith at that time, you have the Holy Spirit of Christ lives in you forever as over your faith, your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 said, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Also 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, clearly you are an epistle of Christ. Now we don't need a hand fringes like that. We need a heart here, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stones or is on clothes, but on the tablets of flesh, which is of the heart. Now is the word of God is in our heart. So therefore, even if we cannot perform the law, but is the Holy Spirit can perform the law in us, through us, in that way. So that one is now 40, verse 40, that you may remember that you all my commandments and be holy for your God. Because God is holy, so you should be holy as well. So is all, but what if you violated one point? James chapter 2, verse 10, whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. But not holy. If you are one point, you violate one point, you are not holy because one point violated in the days. So you're guilty of all right there. So verse 41, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, in other words, Exodus, to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Let's see each question in brief. Question one in verse 3. And you make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice to fulfill a vow or as a freewill offering or in your appointed feast to make a sweet aroma to the Lord from the herd or the flock. What does it mean? So God gave a specific way. Here is a burnt offering. Also, God wants a freewill, cheerful offering. Not like a forced, rigid, like that. What characters of God, can we observe? God wants us to make offering with freely, free will, not like obedient or forced, kind things. So we can see God wants God's way here, burnt offering, or also God's time. This one is after the entrance of promised land, you may do so. So God's way, God's time. Question 2 in verse 25. So the priest shall make atonement for the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them. For it was unintentional they shall bring their offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their unintended sin. What does it mean? Here is unintentional or no actual knowledge of law, but they commit error. So in that case, they make a sin offering that way. So here, what character of God can you observe? Here, particular, we are God is merciful. God wants to forgive your sin. Here, atonement, reparation for your sin. Then your sin shall be forgiven. God wants to forgive you. God wants to save you rather than punish you. So that kind of see, we can see God's merciful or God's gracious, God's love as well. Question 3 in verse 39. You shall have the tassel or a fringe or a hem, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that you may not follow the harlotry or whoring or adultery to which your own heart and your own eyes are inclined. What was the purpose of the tassel? Here, 3 points. Number one, the tassel purpose, remember all the commandments of the Lord. Number two, do them, keep them. Number three, not follow other gods, not fleshy, not any ungodly thing here. And how can you apply it today in the New Testament time? Today, our times mortify ourselves, our carnality, because nothing good in us, then follow, take up our calling, our personal calling from God, you know, daily to follow Jesus Christ. How? Because that is the Spirit of Christ. Let the Holy Spirit, Christ, control each of us to perform in you. So in that way, in heart, not like, you know, outside, you know, the sin thing, or here is a tassel, or a commandment in a stone, the latter there, not there. Now in heart. Okay, let's just sing song all together.